Back on Downtown, your Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. Time for some hockey talk. And to do that, we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Happy Monday to you, Ty.
Happy Monday, Rich. How are we doing today?
Well, doing pretty well, thank you. Kind of weird weather up here. It's been warm and windy and rainy, but all the snow we had a week ago is gone.
I didn't even know you guys were getting snow. So that's pretty the scary reminder that the winter is here, December is here, Christmas is 2 weeks away. We are in the thick of it, man.
Boy, we sure are. And the hockey, all of a sudden, we're almost a third of the way through this season. Let's talk about what's happened lately after they snapped that losing streak. The Bruins have, what, won four of their last five? Certainly a nice win. It was not one for the Hockey Hall of Fame, but a win is a win over the Coyotes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you learned anything from their three-game slide, the Bruins slide that was, around Thanksgiving, it's that you don't care how you win as long as you avoid a losing streak. And that's something that this team has been pretty good about throughout their runs here of being an elite team in this league. So to end the streak at one and win Saturday was huge. You know, I thought obviously you get some star performances from Linus Ullmark and David Pastrnak, but at the end of the day, winning was the most important thing. And so, you know, the Bruins maybe got a little bit too dicey for them at certain points, but ultimately getting the win and avoiding another losing streak in what would have been about 2 weeks' time was more important for this team.
Well, you mentioned David Pastrnak, and again, we thought we'd seen some pretty good play from him last year. He has upped it another notch this year. He is just a contributor seemingly every night.
Yeah, and what's really impressive about it, Rich, is like, you know, people were kind of wondering or worrying a little bit that, well, he has no David Krejci, he has no Patrice Bergeron. He's still going to be what he was, you know, these last few years. And I think that we've kind of discovered that David Pastrnak is the superstar, right? And he can make those around him better. And I think that's really what makes him impressive. You know, I go back to when the Bruins signed him to that monster extension. One of the first things I asked Don Sweeney about was, you know, is this a good sign for your franchise? And is David Pastrnak, you know, an alluring player for free agents and guys who are curious where they want to play next? And he said 100% that players in the league talk and players in the league realize how good David Pastrnak is. And right now he's a superstar, and he's a superstar who may help the Bruins eventually, you know, land another superstar who wants to play with him.
Well, and Brad Marchand taking on the responsibility of wearing that C, but also playing some great hockey with 25 points so far.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, you know, his scoring game kind of fell off the cliff there for a little while, at least in terms of finding the back of the net. You know, I want to say about 10 games without a goal. You know, it was a pretty considerable drought there, but he's found ways to impact the game, scoring in other fashions. His assist game is still, I think, underrated. What's been impressive is the way they flipped the power play and put he and Pastrnak on opposite elbows versus the normal setup. That allowed them to get some success there and open things up a little bit. And, you know, I think also with Brad Marchand, yeah, he's been a leader. He's worn an A before. He's had a voice in that room for a long time. But, you know, he has to find himself at the same time and find out what he can and can't do as a captain, what his leadership style is going to be. And he's already said that he's not going to change who he is, but of course there's an element of having to, you know, learn about who you are and what your team is, and I think you're seeing that play out in real time, and Brad is finally comfortable, you know, wearing that captaincy and understanding what he can do for this team.
Do we know if we'll see Zacha later this week?
Yeah, it's really interesting. That's something worth following. You know, Pavel Zacha, I think the Bruins, and you've seen this with Charlie McAvoy, who sat out Saturday against Arizona. You've seen this with Derek Forbort, who's on long-term IR. I think they're really prioritizing the big picture here, right? Like, you know, they knew that last year was a once-in-a-lifetime year, and I think if they had to do it over again, they'd maybe say, maybe we don't go as hard in the regular season so that we're healthy and in the right headspace for the playoffs. And so I think that everything you're seeing now for this team, even I'll include sitting Matthew Potra for a game, you know, they're thinking long-term here. So if a guy has to sit out for a week or two to be ready to go when the schedule really ramps up, you know, in March and April when they're playing every other day, they're going to do that. And right now they're in a light pocket of their schedule. They're not playing until Wednesday. After that, they don't play until Friday, and then they play on Saturday. So, you know, right now, I believe they're in the middle of a stretch of two games, and I want to say 8 days or so. So, you know, or 2 games in 7 days, I believe. Like, this is a good pocket to maybe get some guys some rest and say, hey, you're going to sit for a day. So Zaka might be that kind of guy, given his importance to this team.
That's what I was going to ask you, too. Does this not too much time off, but about 4 days, and then, like you said, just a couple of games in the course of a week, does this come at a good point in the season for them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they just finished up a 9-game, 16-days run. That's never easy. I don't care what time of year it is, especially when you're the Bruins and you're a team that other teams get up for. You know, other teams are excited to play you and test themselves against you. So it's been a grind already for them. And I think what's been really interesting is that the schedule's been so disjointed, right? They've had stretches of 4 games in 6 days, and they've played twice in 7 days. You know, it's just been an odd schedule out of the gate. But I think right now, you know, this team, like you mentioned off the jump, they're about a third of the way through the season. They know what they are. They know what they need to improve upon. And now it's about staying healthy and getting some guys some rest and easing back their minutes and or you know, bumping up their minutes based on the schedule. So I think right now it's about having a good feel for your team, how they are, you know, rest and recovery-wise, and adapting. But right now I think that any time you get some time off is a good thing, because the season is just such a grind. And all it takes is one injury to derail the whole thing. So you take these days while you have them, for sure.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. How do they match up against the Devils on Wednesday night?
Really interesting. Really interesting team. You know, Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier, I love their 1-2 punch with those two centers. I think they're fantastic players. We've also seen Luke Hughes, Jack's younger brother, emerge this year. And you know, they have some veterans, too, of note. You know, namely Andre Palat, who seemingly torched the Bruins when he was with the Tampa Bay Lightning for years. So a team that is really interesting. You know, their goaltending is not exactly, you know, maybe Stanley Cup caliber, if you ask around the league. But this is a team that is, they're electrifying, they're exciting, they can score some goals. And they really play with tremendous pace. When they're on their game, they are a team that can put up goals in bunches and really pressures the other team into making some big-time mistakes. So I like their team a lot. They're in a loaded division, you know, with New York and even Carolina, who I think will get out of their funk eventually. But the Devils are a really exciting team, a lot of energy, a lot of high-end skills. So it's going to be a big test for the Bruins defense, I think.
Obviously, they didn't pick up Patrick Kane. Is there anybody else out there that could help this team in the short term?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the fact that they were in on Patrick Kane at all tells you that they believe that they need more scoring punch. You know, two names of note off the jump that are still free agents right now are Phil Kessel, who was with Vegas last year, and Zach Parise, who was with the Islanders last year. Of the two, Parise had better numbers a year ago. He put up 21 goals. He had 4 empty netters, so if you want to say he had 17 goals, that's fine. Still a solid bottom six, middle six kind of contributor. He hasn't retired, as far as I know. So those are two guys that are out there. Then you have some other options as well. You know, Jesse Piarvi just signed a pro tryout with Philadelphia. We'll see if they sign him. He's a 6'4" winger. He's more probably forechecking and defensive game than he is scoring. But there are some guys still looking for work out there, and it's interesting to see if the Bruins sign any of them. I think they may want to sign a guy versus trading a guy, because all it's going to do is cost money. Versus, you know, trading more assets. And we've talked about this before. The Bruins really don't have any more assets to trade. They've emptied out the picks. They have a limited prospect pool. So signing a guy as a free agent may be the way to go for the team.
And you touched on it earlier. Is it maybe better for this team to be out there playing very good hockey but not chasing history with their regular season?
Absolutely. Listen, I would love to see the Game 7s, you know, at the TD Garden. But at this point, if you have to maybe be the second-best team in the conference or the third-best team in the conference or be second in the Atlantic, but it means that you're battle-tested, you've gone through some attrition, you've gone through some high-intensity games and meaningful games in March and April, I think that counts for something. You know, look at Florida last year, right? Look at you know, like some of these teams, they get hot at the right time. And I think that's as important as being healthy. And so, you know, I always go back to what, you know, I talked to some players at the end of last season and I asked what went wrong. And a lot of them said that, you know, Florida was just already in playoff mode. And the Bruins were, by the time the Bruins matched their intensity, it was too late. Florida already had all the momentum and the series was slipping out of their hands.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub, talking Bruins this afternoon. Ty, always great to talk with you. Appreciate you making a little time for us. If we don't catch up with you before then, hope you have a terrific Christmas, and we'll talk with you certainly early on in the new year.
Awesome. Sounds great. You guys as well. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the holidays for sure.